What up, beautiful people, and welcome to another amazing episode on the Lumiere Black Show. And it's your one and only Adenika Black right here on this episode of the Lumiere Black Show. I want to welcome you guys to the Lumiere Black Studios. And today I have with me an amazing person. She's, gosh, this person is really, really special to me. I met her through her own project, and she's also a podcaster too. And the reason why I'm super excited is because we have this amazing vibe and she's just an amazing person. And I felt like, yo, man, I have to introduce the Lumiere Black family to my wonderful friend. Please make welcome on this special episode, this question tag, to the Lumiere Black Studios. I want to say welcome to Jumi of Lagos. So, Tojumi, say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Tojumi here. Thank you so much, Deyinka Black, for having me on today's episode. I'm excited.
Okay, guys. So, you've heard from Tojumi. Honestly, listening to Tojumi is just so blissful. She has this sincerity in her voice. It's so angelic and it's really beautiful. Gosh. I'm so excited to have Tojumi on the show. I'm so blessed to be... Let me stop so that people don't say I'm whining Tojumi. But Tojumi, no. You're a big deal to me. So like you guys already know, what we're going to be talking about today is we're going to be having a question tag with Tojumi. And so I'm going to be asking Tojumi a few questions and just want to, you know, spice things up. And also, I'm sure this episode will also go on Tojumi's podcast so that her followers and her fans can also, you know, see some of her amazing responses. So let's get straight into it. I don't know if you have something to say, Tojumi.
Yes, I have something to say. I'm really just so excited to be on the Lumi and Black Show. Like, it is really a big deal for me. Because the first time I stumbled on your show, I was like, what? So me being on the show is actually a big deal for me. And I'm so excited. So yes, yes, let's get into business.
Okay. Thank you for the kind words, Tojumi. And it's mutual. Trust me, I'm super excited that I have you on this show, fam. So, like you said, let's get straight into what we have to talk about today. So the first question I'm going to be asking you is, I feel like you've even answered it, so let me just start by saying, the first question is, what was your first impression of me? Okay, I don't know if I can also add the Lumiere Black brand, but let's see, what was your first impression of me?
Oh my God, my first impression of you. Okay, I can never forget, like, I met your voice before I met you. And I must say, I was blown away. I was like, who is the owner of this amazing voice? Who exactly? Like, who? Ah, I was like, I must actually meet this person. Then I searched you up on social media, like Twitter in particular. Then I found your handle. And then I think I messaged you. Yeah. And my first impression, I was like, oh, my, this guy is so cool. Voice on point. Everything just making sense. So, yeah.
Hey guy, don't do this fam. Yeah, no. Yeah, you just make my head to let me just return back the favor, because you know this thing is just supposed to be about you because you're my guest and I'm just supposed to ask you questions, but I'm going to return you favor. Tojumi, my own first impression about you was, I think I saw your podcast on your friend's status, Lara, and I'm always so interested in other podcasters' content. You know, it's always good to be interested though. So I was like, let me just check out this stuff. And yo, baby, you also, it was about the voice. I will even joke. Like, that's why I have you on my show, because I can't let this kind of voice slip away. So yeah, it's always the voice. Maybe your voice is. And I'm sure you guys can also attest to this fact that Tojumi has a very, oh God, Tojumi, this voice. Anyways, thank you for that. So to the next question we're going to be asking you. So what's the worst lie you ever told as a kid?
So the worst lie I've ever told as a kid. This is serious.
Very
okay,
serious.
So guys, I was really, really young. I think I was about 8 or so, I don't know, thereabout. So it was summer school period, and then I went to spend the holidays at my family's friend's house, because I used to do that every long holiday, you know. Now it's always between July to September, so I would go there for holidays and stay. And so since it was summer school period, they enrolled me in their daughter's school. So we both went for summer school at her own school. And so then I just finished basic 2, going to basic 3. And she was older than me with 2 years. She was actually in basic 5. And so I didn't want to feel left out. So when they asked me what class I was going to, guess what I told them? I told them that I was going to basic 4, so that it's just be like 1 year difference between I and my family friend daughter. So I told them that I was going to basic 4, and they believed me. I don't know, I think I had a big stature when I was much younger, so they didn't like have doubt. So they just enrolled me for summer school for basic 4 immediately. And then I started summer school in class. It was very awkward because most of the things I was meant to know, I didn't know them. And the teacher noticed. So the teacher had to call my family friend's daughter and ask her that, come, this is your sister. What are you sure she's in basic 4? Because most of the things that she's meant to know, she doesn't know it. And so they had to ask me again that, are you sure you are going to basic 4? Are you very sure? And I told them that, I'm not going to basic 4. I'm actually going to, I'm just like entering basic 3. So I'm supposed to do summer class for basic 3 and stuff. Man, it was crazy. Because I'm still shocked at how much lie I told. Because I was so young. How did I think of that? But I didn't want to feel left out, because my family friends thought I was already 2 years older than me. And I didn't want to feel so small. So I just said, well, I'm not that small. Because if she's going to basic 5, myself, I'm going to basic 4 and stuff like that. I'm not proud of his life.
But you know,
that's what I did as a kid.
The funniest thing is that I can imagine how lost you would have been in that class. Like, yo.
Yes, sir, I was so lost.
I'm sure when they're asking the question, you're just looking like
Especially in maths, like, I was lost. Like, everything was looking like Chinese language on the board. I was just so lost. Like, that's how it was obvious that this girl, I'm not sure she's meant to be in this class. But anyways, yeah.
Oh my God. Anyways, that's that. So for your next question, this one is a bit spicy. So what's the best thing about being single? By the way, are you single? Yeah, so we can know. Anyways, okay, that aside. But yeah, next question. What's the best thing about being single? That's if you're single. If you're not single, then what's the best thing about being in a relationship?
Okay, yes, I am actually single. Very single. Singularly, singulation, everything, Pringle. Call it whatever you want. Okay, I'm actually single. And right, the best thing about being single is that you have a single eye. Don't leave me. Okay, let me be serious. What do I mean by having a single eye? It means that, like, your judgments and decisions on matters are not clouded by emotions, honestly. You're not clouded by emotions. Yeah, that's just it. And I'm not apologizing for sleeping off and not calling and stuff like that. But that's on a lighter note. Anyways, well, I'll just say that the best thing about being single for me is the freedom. The freedom to hang out with whoever,
whenever,
not having to like explain. I also get to avoid really the drama that comes with relationships. Anyways, I'm not supposed to get drama. So yeah, that's just it. But anyways, don't get me wrong. I mean, being in a relationship is actually cute. You know, sometimes I want that. But anyways, for now, we enjoy the process of being single and building capacity. Let's just say, while you're single, you're able to build capacity What do I mean? You're able to build capacity financially, you're able to build capacity spiritually and emotionally, so that, you know, you're not taking any luggage into your next relationship. So yeah, that's one of the advantages of being single. That's one of the best things I can say being single gives you. Yeah.
God, like, oh my Jesus, like, Todrimi is just bringing fire to the studio today. Like, it's just so...
I'm bringing fire. Call me fire girl.
Mind-blowing. Like, the whole building of capacity thing is just so on point, and that's so true, yeah? And I guess that's the consolation prize for we single people. We just have to... We are so disciplined, and we don't just want to do things anyhow. So... That's a really, really good one. And honestly, I don't know if you guys are learning something from Todrimi, but I am. You guys should, because this babe is just a whole bunch of everything good.
Thank you, Deinka.
So down to another question we're going to be asking you. So now, Todrimi recently just finished her... when I say finished her BSc, she just got her BSc. So I'm going to ask you this question. What is your dream job? What is your dream job? What does your dream job look like? So let's hear from you, Todrimi.
My dream job. Okay, so I see myself in the media space. Lights, camera, action. It's either doing my OAP job, presenting over the radio, or I'm anchoring a TV show, or I'm hosting a red carpet, or I'm hosting a major event where we have dignitaries, political dignitaries, and people from all walks of life. You know, I just see myself in the media space doing what I love to do best, hosting either a radio show, TV show, red carpet event, or a major event. I mean, that's where I see myself.
That is super amazing. And coming from someone who is a science student, by the way, I think you studied biochemistry.
Yeah, I studied biochemistry.
And as such, someone will be thinking, maybe she wants to become, maybe she's going into something that you would have to be tasting food. God, I don't know what biochemists do for a living, but
no.
The fact that you want to go into the media space is super, super amazing. And we are glad to have you. We need people like you in the media space, because we can't throw away this raw gift. I'm going to be giving a biochemist. Who the heck? Anyways, so that's a beautiful one. And I pray that your dream job will be handed to you in no time. Trust me, babe. I'm rooting for you like all day, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Deinka.
So to your next question, I'm really having so much fun. What are the three items on your bucket list? What are the things you want to do before you kick the bucket? Yeah.
Yes, I'm also having fun. I'm having fun, man. And I'm so happy to be on the Lumi and Black show. Yes. Okay, so three major things on my bucket list. Okay, first off, I love to try skydiving. Yes, guys. It is risky and it is also adventurous at the same time. Just imagine myself in the sky. How scary it to be and how fun it to be at the same time. I'm already imagining it in my head already. So yes, I love to try skydiving. Obviously not in Nigeria, please.
Before you lost it, this guy.
Oh, yeah, skydiving sounds like a very good adventure stuff for me. And then I also love to go on vacation to cities that I only see in pictures, and cities that I've only heard of, you know, cities like Santorini, Maldives. Like, not just going there for like a business trip or something, a proper vacation where I get to stay in for like a week and just have a mini tour around the city. You know, in fact, I want to make it a lifestyle.
And let me quickly add that Tojumi is officially my minister of enjoyment. This babe knows how to enjoy and spoil herself, man. Yo.
Yeah. So, like, every work break I have, or every leave is the word. Any and every leave I have, I just use the opportunity to go on a proper vacation. Yes. It'd actually be nice. Go on vacation spaces that I've only seen in pictures and I've only heard about, and seems like, you know, fantasy to me. Yeah. And then the third thing is that I want to be a name that is known for impact. You know, when they mention Tojumi, they just, you know, I'm Tojumi, and then what is associated with my name is impact, influence, a lady of virtue, a name that, you know, sends joy to people's hearts. I want to be known for impact, you know, and there's so many ways to be known for impact. So I would love to do something that would impact people's lives so that my name will be remembered for impact. Yes, thank you. And, you know, I'm also thinking of something like when I'm on those vacations, you know, it would be a very good idea to just tell somebody about Jesus, you know. Like, you know, I'm not just on vacation all for fun. I also get to tell people about my Lord and personal Savior. Come on. You know, I just get to tell someone about the good news of Christ. Yeah. And so it's a win-win for me. Okay, I'm on vacation having fun. I'm on, and I'm also spreading the good news of love. So yes, part of my bucket list. On my bucket list.
Okay, Tojumi, that's great. So down to your next question. What's a bad habit you've had that you've now been able to overcome? What bad habit did you have and you've now been able to overcome? Let's hear from you.
Okay, so the bad habit that I know that I've been able to overcome is always wanting to pop every pimple I see on my face. And even on my friend's face.
Gosh. Oh.
So, like, anytime I notice a pimple on my face, I'm always touching it, wanting to pop it out. And it gets worse, it gets bigger. But over time, I've stopped that. Like, if I notice any pimple on my face, I just leave it. Because even popping it, like, makes it painful and worsens it. So I learned from the pain and the worsening of the pimple. So I just stopped always wanting to touch my face and just pop every pimple I notice on my face. So, yeah, that is one bad habit I know I've been able to overcome.
Well, you see, the thing about this whole popping of your pimple and stuff is, I believe it's not only you, I have to confess, because I'm a culprit also, because sometimes, you know, you just want to pop that shit open and, you know, it can be really, ugh, gosh. Anyway, so straight into your next question. Let's see what we have for you here. Okay, so what's the weirdest thing in your closet? What is the weirdest thing in your closet, Tojumi? Let's hear the weirdest thing. Your closet.
Okay, so I don't really have any weird thing in my closet, but the thing that I think that is weird in my closet is my skippy rope. Like, it's the skippy rope that I don't use. I mean, I bought it during the lockdown and I was like, yes, I'm going to skip it.
Summer buddy.
I'm going to, you know, do exercise, skip per day. I'll just be fit. And guess what? I bought the skippy rope and I dumped it in my closet. So, yeah. A skippy rope that I don't use is the thing I consider weird in my closet.
Well, you see, another amazing thing is the fact that I think it's a general thing for women to just have unnecessary stuff in their possession. You can imagine now, you are probably thinking, okay, I'll do summer body or... And by the way, guys, let me give you guys a visual representation of what Tojumi looks like. She's a hot cake. Like, she's, oh, gosh. The beautiful thing is that Tojumi is so single. So, guys, don't be surprised if you hear something from myself and Tojumi's end. But anyways, that is that. And to your final question, for this particular episode. If you had to guess what people appreciate the most in you, what would you say that is?
Okay, so basically what I would say people appreciate me for the most is my smile. Because, I mean, my smile is so friendly and warm. I mean, if you are tensed and I smile at you, you would literally just calm down. So I think they appreciate my smile, my friendliness, and my calmness. Like, when you're around me, there's no how you can't feel left out. So I guess that's what people appreciate the most about me. My calm nature, my smile, and my friendliness. Yes.
You know, Tojume, I cannot but just agree with you on this last point that you made. The fact that you have a very beautiful smile. Like, trust me, guys. I'm sure you guys must have seen from Tojume's pictures and stuff. Tojume has a very warm reception, trust me, guys. And I'm one of those people who appreciate your smile and your amazing personality. And, you know, it's super, super amazing to have someone like you as a friend. And so that is that on this particular episode. I want to say thank you to Afin Creatives & Co. for sponsoring this event. And also special thank you to Tojume for being on the show with me. It means so much to the Lumion Black family. And I don't know if Tojume has something she wants to say. Of course, she's smiling anyhow here.
Thank you so much, Deyinka Black, for having me on the Lumion Black show. Like, I had fun. I mean, this was fun, getting to answer some questions about myself. I don't really do that every day or every time. So it was fun. Yeah, I really had fun on the Lumion Black show. We should do this again sometimes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, people, for having me. And I know you listen to this, so thank you in advance for listening to this episode. I hope and I know and I'm very sure that you enjoy it. So yeah, thank you.
Okay, you heard from Tojume. Tojume, thank you so much. I'm super grateful, and on behalf of myself and the Lumion Black team, we want to say thank you for coming over to do this amazing episode with us. And so to everyone listening out there, we want to say thank you so much for staying tuned, for being super loyal to this brand. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And that is a wrap. Please do not forget to share, like, do whatever it is to just support the brand. Let people know that we're doing an amazing job here. And if you like what you're hearing from us, please spread the word and not the hate. And that is a wrap on this particular episode of the Lumion Black Show.
Yeah, Tojume of Lagos signing out, people. Stay cool and stay jiggy.
I remain your very own Adeyinka Black on the Lumion Black Show. Saying bye.